Feeling run down, restless, or like your body just won't switch off? Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers features 7 forms of bioavailable magnesium to support sleep, recovery, and your body's stress response. And now there's Magnesium Breakthrough Advanced 10, their most complete formula yet, featuring 10 bioavailable forms of magnesium, plus active vitamin B6 and ionic trace materials to support uptake. Head to bioptimizers.com and use code MFM for 15% off your order. That's bioptimizers.com. Code MFM.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Welcome to the Divergent Files podcast.
You think you know the story of the pyramids, the tourists, camels, a giant tomb in the sand. But what if we've been looking at it all wrong? Because here's the truth most people never hear. There are hidden chambers we were told don't exist, radiocarbon dates that don't match the official timeline, and technology, real, physical evidence that shouldn't have existed 4,500 years ago. What if the pyramids aren't ancient tombs, but the last surviving relic of a world that came before? What were the pyramids really built to survive? Before we dive into the weird stuff, let's look at the story we were all taught in school. Because on paper, it actually sounds pretty solid. The year is 2560 BC. Egypt is booming, and Pharaoh Khufu decides to leave his mark. He orders a monument so massive, so perfect, it becomes the tallest structure on Earth for nearly 4,000 years. And they pull it off in just 20 years, with no modern tools, just ropes, wooden sleds, some copper chisels, and apparently a lot of time on their hands. Tens of thousands of workers, supposedly not slaves, but well-fed laborers hauled millions of limestone blocks into place. And when it's done, you get the Great Pyramid of Giza. No doubt, it's impressive. I've personally been there. Some of the biggest stones ever moved, and it's still standing. Well, here's the problem. There's barely any real evidence Khufu built it. So how do we know it was his pyramid? We don't. Red quarry marks painted inside a sealed chamber, way up above the king's chamber. It says Khufu in rough handwriting. No statue of Khufu inside. No burial chamber with a mummy and a nameplate. Then there's the Wadi al-Jarf papyri, discovered in 2013. They're old logbooks from a man named Merer, a foreman moving limestone by boat. He mentions Khufu and something called the Horizon of Khufu, but it never says he's building it, just delivering blocks. And finally, radiocarbon dating. They dated some mortar inside the pyramid to around 2600 BC, right in Khufu's reign. But again, it's the mortar, not the stones, not a blueprint, not a construction diary. Egyptologists can tell you how the stones might have been moved, but not why the knowledge vanished. Unless maybe it was never theirs to begin with. The Great Sphinx of Giza, half lion, half man, full mystery. It's the oldest monument on the Giza Plateau, and maybe the biggest red flag in the whole story. In the 1990s, a rogue researcher named John Anthony West teamed up with a Boston University geologist, Dr. Robert Scotch. Why does the Sphinx look like it got hit by a hurricane? Because what they found wasn't desert erosion. It wasn't the sharp, wind-scoured surface you'd expect from sandstorms. It was totally something else. They saw deep vertical channels carved into the body, like fluted grooves, the kind you only get from water, heavy, pounding, sustained rainfall. But Egypt hasn't had that kind of weather since before the Sahara dried out. We're talking at least 7,000 BC, maybe as far back as 10,000 BC. And that's a problem. Because if the Sphinx shows water damage from 10,000 BC, then it was already standing there thousands of years before the pyramids were supposedly built. That's like finding an iPhone in a cave painting. Some said it was just wind erosion. Others blamed salt crystals. But wind doesn't cut grooves straight down. It smooths, it wears rocks sideways. This was different. This looked like centuries of torrential storms. And for what it's worth, Scotch wasn't some fringe guy. He was a tenured PhD, a geologist with real credentials. Because if he's right, then everything else, Egypt's timeline, the origins of civilization, who built what and when, starts to crumble. The deeper you go into the mystery of the pyramids, the higher your eyes start to drift. Because some of the biggest clues aren't buried, they're written in the sky. In the 1990s, a guy named Robert Bauval noticed something weird about the layout of the Giza pyramids. They're not in a straight line. They're offset, slightly crooked. And then it hit him. They match the stars of Orion's belt. They don't match how Orion looks today. They match how it looked in the sky around 10,500 BC. That's more than 8,000 years before Khufu supposedly built the Great Pyramid. It was before writing, even before history. So what are we saying? That ancient Egyptian farmers with copper tools and no wheel also had telescopes? Or that they guessed the star alignment from the future? Because the last time the sky looked like that was during the Ice Age. And it doesn't just stop with Orion. The Sphinx, it faces directly east, toward the sunrise on the spring equinox. In 10,500 BC, that sunrise appeared in the constellation Leo, a lion statue facing the sun in the Age of the Lion. And the causeways, the long stone walkways between pyramids and temples, they're lined up with the solstices, the longest and shortest days of the year. Somebody wasn't just stacking rocks, they were building a calendar out of stone. And yet, we're still told this was just desert farmers and ropes. No knowledge passed down. But maybe the stars say otherwise. In the oldest Egyptian myths, there's a time called Zeptepi. It means the first time. They described it as an age of gods, when chaos was tamed, when knowledge came down from the sky. You see this same story all over the world, in Sumer, in the Andes, in India, even in Native American oral history. Civilizers from the sky. Star teachers, a golden age long before us. So what if Zeptepi wasn't fiction? What if it was a memory, a real moment? Not carved in tablets, but left behind in the only place that doesn't change, the sky. So maybe the pyramids aren't just graves, maybe they're markers, pointing backward to something much older than Egypt.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste, but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you'd expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites, like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero Croissant and 3-gram net carb Hero Pain au Chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Okay, so let's say, fine, the Egyptians built the pyramids. They used ropes. They used sleds. Sure. But then you look at the actual stones, and suddenly the math stops mathing. Some of the blocks in the pyramids, especially the ones deeper inside, weigh 50 to 80 tons. That's the weight of a diesel locomotive, stacked dozens of feet high, perfectly cut, perfectly placed. With what exactly? Copper chisels? And let's talk about the fit. You can't slide a razor blade between these joints. That's how tight the blocks are. Some of them are angled, not just stacked flat, like they were slotted together midair. With tolerances we still struggle to hit today using laser-guided machines. And that's not an exaggeration. Modern engineers have tried to recreate this. It's very hard. It's very expensive, and it's never as good as Giza. And then there's the granite, a hard stone that modern diamond-tipped drills struggle with. Yet inside the pyramid, we find deep, clean drill holes in solid granite cut in perfect spirals like a hot knife through butter. In some cases, the rate of penetration, how fast a drill went through the rock, outpaces what our best tech can do today. So either we missed a major upgrade between copper chisels and carbide-tipped industrial drills, or something's off. Now here's what most people don't realize. Those massive granite blocks didn't come from anywhere near Giza. They came from Aswan, about 500 miles away. The official story says workers quarried these 50 to 80 ton slabs, dragged them to the Nile, loaded them onto wooden rafts, floated them downstream, and then hauled them across the desert. Some of the biggest stones, like the ones in the king's chamber, are inside the pyramid. Granite blocks weighing 70 tons each, stacked in layers above narrow passageways in shafts so tight that no human could maneuver them through after the fact. Mainstream explanation? They placed them there before the pyramid was built around them. But think about that for a second. How do you precisely position 70-ton blocks in a chamber before the walls and ceiling even exist? It's like trying to build a ship around an anchor you already dropped. So either these builders had a level of engineering mastery we still can't match today, or we're missing an entire chapter of human history. Let's go underground. Because what's buried beneath Giza might rewrite everything we thought we knew. In the early 1990s, a team from Japan's Waseda University arrived in Egypt with something new, ground-penetrating radar, basically Earth X-ray goggles. They scanned around the Sphinx, expecting solid limestone bedrock. Instead, they found voids, hollow chambers, large rectangular anomalies right under the Sphinx paws. More under its body. Places where solid rock should have been, wasn't. And this wasn't just one study. Dr. Thomas Dobecki, a geophysicist, ran a separate radar scan. He also found subsurface anomalies. He described discontinuities in the bedrock, like a door frame sealed in stone. But again, no permission to go deeper. So let's step off the map for a minute. Because once you've seen the water damage on the Sphinx, the perfectly aligned stars, the megalithic blocks inside passageways too tight to maneuver them through, the official story isn't enough. And when the evidence stops making sense, that's when the fringe stops sounding crazy. We're not saying every theory is true, but we are saying maybe they deserve more than a punchline. You've seen the blocks too big for modern cranes, drill marks we can't replicate, sealed chambers still unexplored. Some researchers think the pyramids weren't tombs at all, that they were machines. You've heard of Nikola Tesla, the guy who basically invented the 20th century and got memory hold for it. Tesla believed in something called resonant energy, the idea that power could move wirelessly through the earth itself by using specific frequencies. Now, look at the Great Pyramid, the shape, the materials, the location, and the geometry. It's almost like it was designed to harness or transmit something. And that brings us to scalar fields, a fringe concept in physics. These are standing energy waves. They don't travel like normal electricity. They build, they pulse, they resonate. Now mix that with cymatics, the science of how sound organizes matter, and you put sand on a metal plate, hit the right frequency, and it forms sacred geometry, real patterns. Now imagine that with 70-ton blocks. Some believe the ancients used frequency to shape or even move stone. We're talking sound-activated architecture, blocks that respond to vibration, chambers that hum, rooms that ring when you speak inside them. Now add this, inside the pyramid are granite blocks so massive, we still don't know how they were transported through the narrow shafts and doorways that supposedly housed them from the start. We're not talking about just building something massive. We're talking about assembling it with an engineering logic we still don't understand. Some say that's impossible. But maybe that's the point. Maybe these weren't built with the tools of their time, or ours for that matter. Maybe they weren't built to be understood at all. Maybe we didn't build them. Maybe we inherited them. So let's be honest. Does all of this mean time travelers built the pyramids? No. Does it mean Khufu didn't leave his mark? No, of course not. Does it mean the entire history book is a lie? Still no. But you're allowed to ask why none of it fits. You're allowed to say, if this was a tomb, where's the mummy? Because none have ever been found in any of the big three pyramids. Maybe the pyramids were never built to be tombs. Maybe they were built to be reminders, to mark a moment, to echo a warning. If they were meant to outlast time, maybe their message isn't just what they are, but what they survived. Whatever it was, the builders didn't try to preserve their names, or their kings, or their books. They carved no manifestos. They left only this: stone, alignment, resonance, and memory. Not who built them, but what they were built to withstand. Because if we knew the answer to that, we'd have to admit how fragile we really are, and how close we might be to needing a pyramid of our own. I'm Ralph, and this is Divergent Files. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and remember, no matter what they tell you, the truth is still out there. These investigations are powered by those who believe truth still matters. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Join the mission at patreon.com/divergentfiles.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is.
You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste, but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you'd expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites, like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero Croissant and 3-gram net carb Hero Pain au Chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Canetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. My friend said this once and I have adopted it as my own. She goes, I'm not a crunchy mom, but I'm a crispy mom. And I'm like, that is me too. Like, of course we're going to have our junk food days, but primarily when we're eating inside the house, I am very particular about what I buy and make for my kids because sometimes, you know, like for example, they're going to eat chicken nuggets, right? They're going to eat macaroni and cheese. But I'm trying to find the best possible versions of those. And in order to do that, I use this really great app when I'm grocery shopping. It's called Wise Code. And it's basically an ultra processed food detector. All you do is scan a product to instantly see if it's ultra processed. They go beyond the label. You're able to view nutrition quality and health quality. It makes grocery shopping easy. It helps you make more informed decisions for your family. It's available on the App Store. I love, love, love it. It is exactly what a crispy mom needs. You can download Wise Code, the ultra processed food detector, on the App Store today.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.